Blog Talk Radio.
It's a Saturday-Sunday holiday weekend of auto racing from Track Enterprises and the DeCoin State Fair. Saturday night, September 3rd, the Magic Mile hosts the exciting USAC Silver Crown Card and the Ted Horn 100, presented by Casey's General Store. The grandstands and ticket office open at 4, practice begins at 5, and racing begins at 7, with modified heat followed by the Silver Crown feature. Then on Sunday night, the ARCA Racing Series at its finest, with grandstands opening at 1, practice at 2:30, modified feature at 6:30, and the ARCA General Tire Grabber 100, presented by Federated Car Care at 8 p.m. It's a Saturday-Sunday weekend of great racing at the DeCoin State Fairground. For advanced tickets, visit the DeCoin State Fair ticket office or call 618-542-1535. And for more info, check out TrackEnterprises.com. The quick and nimble cars of USAC on Saturday night. The stars and cars of ARCA, featuring Ken Schrader, AJ Fike, and many more on Sunday night. DeCoin State Fair Racing. Be there!
All right, everybody. Welcome to Rowdy Mag Light Racing. And it's another Monday night here, getting ready to go to the coin. And I've got Mark on the line, and I think Mark and I are going to meet up, and we're going to have us a corn dog together there at the State Fair. How about you tonight there, Mark? How we doing?
Hey, Rowdy. Greetings from Chi-Town. The weather's nice. I'm looking forward to next weekend and the night show. Yeah, I guess the corn dogs are on me. I made that promise. So, yep, we're going to do corn dogs next week.
That, you know, just to look at what the photos, it's going to be, you know, if the weather's pretty, which it's kind of looking that way, hopefully, it's going to be a great, great evening next Sunday or this coming Sunday in DeCoin. Mark, it's going to actually be my first dirt race with ARCA, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I'm glad I'm joining you, Rowdy, because it's my first dirt race for ARCA also, so we should have a good time. I'm looking forward to being able to share some time at the racetrack with you.
Mark, we got a lot to talk about, man. We got a great future ahead of us, it looks like.
Well, we can only keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best, Rowdy. And we got a busy race night tonight. You really crowded us up with three guests. Good for you.
Well, you know, with the coin coming up, we got Trista Stevenson coming in here at the bottom of the hour. She's going to be driving the number 15 Toyota for Venerati Motorsports. And I tell you, she has been a hit on my Facebook page. I've actually had, I just checked it, Mark, 41 shares. People have come to my page to pull off and post on their own page from Trista. So she's a local girl. You know, I think she lives about 80 miles away, got a little bit of ties, local tie around, and expecting a big crowd of people coming out and supporting her.
Oh, I'm looking. The fair atmosphere at any time at a race. I was at a county fair a couple of weeks ago and just enjoyed the heck out of it. And I'm really looking forward to the state fair down at DeCoin. And seeing Trista run, she's got a good car. She seems to have a pretty good dirt racing background. She has an interesting position, which she's doing right now. And I wish her the best of luck. And I'm looking forward to interviewing her.
Me too. I'm really looking forward to meeting her too Sunday. And she comes from a line of racers too, Mark. And pretty much you've probably been to a lot of the tracks that she's raced at, so it's going to be interesting to listen to y'all too talk about the local flavor there.
Well, I've been to a few. I need to get to a few more, and that time will come. But I've been to probably a few of the tracks she's run, and I'm looking forward to being able to joust with her a little bit verbally.
Well, we got the General Tire Gerber 100. That's a Sunday one-day show. According to what they've got here, registration opens at 9 a.m. that morning. And the race is on Central Time. It's going to be 8 o'clock. It's a delayed American Sports Network broadcast, so it's going to have a little bit of delay on it.
Well, that's okay as long as they show it. That's the important part, Rowdy. You and I agree. Any kind of coverage is better than no coverage at all.
You're exactly right. And for everybody that don't know, you can go on to arcaracing.com and you've got a live chat. They've got the leaderboards on there. And the live chat, I really like it. Don Rutherford does a great job with that.
It's fun. I'll have the internet site up for ARCA, and I'll be watching the race at the very same time, and it makes for a real interesting evening or afternoon, whatever the case may be. But it's a lot of fun.
Mark, let's see if this is Todd. We hadn't heard from Todd in a day or two, and I believe this is Todd.
Oh, no.
Todd, is that you?
Todd. Hey, guys.
How are we doing tonight, Todd?
We're doing good here in New York. It's nice and sunny and warm.
Well, that's going to change before
same
long,
here, Todd.
Isn't it?
Same here in Chicago.
Well, we're kind of waiting on Justin Haley's supposed to be calling in here in just a few minutes. I told him to kind of give us a few minutes to open the show, and really looking forward for talking to Justin about, and he's had a busy week, Mark. He was second place up at Road America this past weekend.
Yeah, it was fun. I was actually there to see it, and had a blast. It's fun to watch those big old beasts run around on a road course, and that's basically what it is. Compared to the road racing crowd, it is. It's almost like they don't belong there when you're watching them.
That's a heck of a piece of equipment to be trying to go left, right, isn't it?
It is, and there were a couple of sections of the track that they've just opened up to the spectator. They put a new trail in, and you can see this new section of the track, or section of the track that was never available before, and my friend Jeff and I were enjoying the heck out of it. Jeff had his camera with him, or his phone, I should say, and was able to get some great shots, so next time I'm going to be more equipped for it, and I hope to send some shots to your Facebook page, Rowdy.
Well, I want to tell you, Mark was busy up at Watkins Glen a couple of weeks ago. He got some great pictures. Todd, you did wonderful up there, man. What's some pictures?
Thank you. I was trying to get as many as I possibly can, just so that some of the people could actually see what I got to see. And you remember our conversation? You asked me to grab you something from there.
Yes, I do.
I get paid on Friday, so this coming up weekend, probably that Monday, I am going to send those out to you.
All right, my friend. And just kind of quick update on Cooper. You know, we started a Facebook page, like, and it's Cooper's Race Cars. And I've asked people that go to races to post on his page, like the page, and post race cars. He's fighting leukemia, but let me tell you something. It is working next door because one more week he goes into what they call a maintenance on his shots, on his leukemia. So he's kind of headed up the hill. And it's looking good for Cooper. It was the last diagnosis that we heard last week. So everybody that's been posting, I appreciate it. Keep on posting. He loves them. And Dalton Martin sent him a coloring book and some hero card signed, and he absolutely adores the hero cards.
Big thumbs up to Cooper.
Well, you know, this will be my first weekend back at the track, and we're going to be able to get some more this weekend. I've got some folks that they're aware of it. They're just waiting on me to show up to get the stuff from him. So it's a blessing. You know, you feel hopeless next door, but there's, you know, little things you can do in life. And right now, for him, he's just 4 years old and wondering what it's all about. But we kind of make the pain a little easier with all the photos of the race cars, and I appreciate everybody that's pitched in and done their part on it.
Well, it's an honor to be able to help out a young man that can get out and be able to go and enjoy it. So for me to go out and do what I can, you know, on my part, I feel great to know that I can do something good for such a young man.
Well, on a little bit of a lighter note, before Justin gets here, my granddaughter was playing softball about 5 miles away from Talladega Super Speedway. And we went over to watch my granddaughter play half a day because they played up to 11 o'clock that night. So I grabbed the boys, and we went over to make sure that Talladega Super Speedway was there and ready to, for a style show up in October. And those boys had an absolutely wonderful time. And I want to give a shout-out to Johnny there, who's a security guard, and kind of spend a little time. We got to talk with him, and when we drove away from there, they was an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old said that was the best day of their life when they left Talladega Super Speedway.
Oh, we got to get the young ones involved, Rowdy. You're right.
Well,
we
do.
Get the young ones involved.
Well, you know, one of the breaking stories of this week was NASCAR announced that next year that all their Xfinity and truck races, kids 12 and under, are going to be admitted free. And listen, these are the kids that are going to be someday pushing their parents to take them back when they get older. And I started with my son at 10 years old, and we still go. It's our father and son weekend to go to the races. It's twice a year. And when he's just landed a couple of a new job, and that was one of the part of the thing. You know, hey, we've had this set aside, and this is the thing I do twice a year. And his fiance, she's right there with us, and actually it's grown into her mom and dad coming. So it's Mark, when once you get there and Todd, you get that fever, you don't want to never, you want to go back again and again and again. And that's the great thing about coming and hanging out at Talladega.
It's wonderful to do. And now that they're doing this, I can take my two nephews who are 5 and 9. And they love racing, you know, to the hilt. They have every matchbox you can possibly think of. And being able to take them so they can enjoy it a little more makes it so that the parents can afford it. So I'm looking forward to next year to be able to take these guys and let them see what all their Uncle Todd gets to see.
Well, you know, it's a great place to play Big Brother. You know, if you know a kid that don't have a chance to go, it's time to grab him and take him to the show. It's not going to cost you a whole lot. The admission's free for him. Just your ticket and, you know, general admission ticket for the truck, I think, is $30, $35. And that's not that bad. If you get out and looking for a sponsor, there's probably a sponsor out there. Like Talladega's got Fred's 200, Fred's department store, drugstore. It's not hard to get find people that's got tickets for those events.
No, you have to take advantage of those, too. If they're there, use them. And Todd, I know I take my nephews to the races, or did, and there's nothing more fun than having the young ones with you and seeing their eyes kind of bulge out of their heads because they're so darn excited.
Oh, yeah, and these guys here, you know, like when I went to the Glen, I grabbed a ton of hero cards that I could possibly get, grabbed extras, and when I came home and gave them to them, they were just all in their glory to be able to get what I did get them.
Yeah, it's a special feeling, isn't it? It can't be beat. And, Rowdy, it's got to be even better being a grandfather.
It truly is. I'm blessed. It's just a thing that's wonderful to enjoy, and I'm honored and blessed to be able to share it with them. And this Saturday was actually just the beginning of what they've got. And you know, I think I got a little rowdy at 5 years old coming up. He may be the guy that takes over this line someday. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, it would be a good thing if we could have a continuation of this little thing we got started here. So, yeah, more power to him. A little rowdy, we'll call him Junior.
That's right. Hey, I'm going to stop right here. Let me do this little television.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt. start with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The chase for the NASCAR Spring Cup returns October 21st through 23rd. Call 1-877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
Man, that don't get you fired up, guys.
Ooh, I got goosebumps there, Rowdy. I'm excited. And we've got a little time to go yet.
Hey, and I can smell the bacon cooking already.
Nothing like breakfast in the morning at the racetrack. You can't beat it.
You sure can't. You sure can't, Mark. And I'm notorious. Get up and get that bacon frying early. So, because it makes, if you get a busy schedule like I do, you got to get up early and got to get kicking fast. So, because it makes for a long day, but it's a fast day. I mean, we've got our hands full this weekend, Mark, at DeCoin.
Oh, I don't know if we have our hands full so much, Rowdy, but it's going to be interesting and it's going to be fun, and it's about time we'll be able to get face-to-face for a change and not just over the telephone or the radio show. So, I'm really looking forward to it. It's time. It's been too long, and we got a lot of catching up to do with that and a lot of future plans to work on also.
Yes, we do, Mark, and I'm truly looking forward to it. That's going to be a little 6-hour and 20-minute jog for me, which is,
mine's
really not that far.
4 hours and 3/4 hours, so I'm not too far behind you. But, yeah, we're going to make a quick run up. You're running up, and I'm running down, and we're going to meet in between and have a good day.
Well, we're down to right now. We got the coin this week, and then our next race is Salem, which is the Salem 100, the 100th race for ARCA to be at Salem. Isn't that correct, Mark?
I think, yeah, that's true. It is the 100th, and plan on being there, and hope to see you there also. A couple of weeks in a row, that'd be fun.
Well, I've got it on the list. I just hadn't broke the news to the boss yet, but we'll just take care of that after we get back.
Yeah, one race at a time. That's the best way to go sometimes.
That's exactly right. Todd, you got another race lined up for this year?
I was looking at Dover, and my payday falls on the wrong time for it. So I guess.
Darn.
We have a local track that's asphalt that they run the Legends and the Modifieds. So I'm looking here at this coming weekend going to Holland, New York, to watch some of the asphalt racers. And it's a NASCAR-certified track. And it's going to be my first time going to this track. So I'm looking forward to going and seeing what this track is about, and I know it's a family-oriented track, so that I am looking forward to, and I'm planning on taking my two nephews, because before the start of the race, they line up, and I understand they do autographs, so I'm looking forward to taking the two boys to go and get a bunch of autographs.
Well, if you're lucky, Todd, a lot of the short track races, you can walk right on the track. They'll have the cars lined up on the track, and you can go to car, and they all have their hero pictures, and they'll sign them and chat with the kids. And, it's fun. I just love to watch the eyes on some of these kids when they walk away, how glossy-eyed they are, and how, they're just on another planet at that point. It's so much fun to see that.
Well, Mark, that's the great thing about ARCA, Todd, is that you can actually go down and really get one-on-one with the drivers. And I got to applaud ARCA for opening the gates.
Well, that's my plan for next year, is for Pocono for the first race, because that's when ARCA is there. And I want to take the boys, because the tickets are, I believe, they're only $25. And if the parents don't really have the money, I am going to pay it so that the boys can actually go to their first ARCA race on a big track.
Wow.
How old are they,
wow.
Todd?
They are 5 and 9.
They might have a deal under there where they'll be admitted free on that. Now you need this check.
Yeah, I'm going to check into it. And one more thing, Rowdy, I want to tell you. I have to get a hold of Walker Glenn Racetrack because, you know, thinking about that little boy with leukemia, on Saturday, on their flyer, they have an autograph session. So I made sure I got there early to get me a wristband for it. Come to find out, and it's not on their flyer saying it, it is for kids only. So I was a little bummed because I couldn't get a bunch of the K&N guys' hero cards. So I was very upset, and I'm going to try to see if we can't get that corrected on their flyer for next year.
Well, you know, sometimes kids are not, like Cooper's not able to get out and mingle with the kids, you know. What little bit he does is he just can't do it. So what little bit
well,
you can do, Todd, is appreciated.
Yeah, but, you know, I figured if, luckily, myself, I was able to sneak into the area because my family was working the gate, and, of course, they allowed me in. So, you know, I was able to catch a few of the guys at the haulers to get signed hero cards, but to actually go through an autograph session and get them, I wasn't able to. So, and I was very fortunate to bring home a door panel.
Oh, that's a nice souvenir.
Yeah. How's it look on the wall?
I don't know because my living situation, I'm living with my nephews right now until I can get my own place, but I have it covered up in the attic, and every time I go up there and go to put stuff in my bins, I look at it every time. I say to myself, I can't wait to see this on the wall.
Good for
I've
you, Todd. My garage is loaded. The only room my wife lets me decorate in the house. So, yep, I have a side panel and I got a front end hanging from the ceiling in my garage.
Nice.
I've got several pizzas in my garage also. I got a Milka Menuno rear quarter panel that she wrecked at Talladega. And I actually got that the Mike Harmon car, if you go and Google, I think it's 2010 Mike Harmon ARCA crash. I've got the fenders. I got everything but the hood. I got the grill and the fenders.
Nice.
Oh.
And actually two more pieces of the other cars that was all involved in it. So I actually drove out of there with a truckload of parts.
Wow.
Now, Roddy, you sound just like me. I would come out there with a truckload of stuff, and my place would be filled with stuff just to hang on the wall.
Well my grandkids, when they seen it, they're like, that's cool. That's cool, Pops. Well, listen, I got Trista Stevens coming on, and I'm going to bring her in, guys, and we're going to go from there.
All righty. I'm ready.
Mark, when Trista comes on and we kind of get broke in, I'm going to bring her, let you come in and talk to her about her local track stuff, okay?
You got it, Rowdy.
All right, my man. All right, folks, we got the driver for Venerini Motorsports this coming weekend, and it's Trista Stevens. She's going to be in the number 15 Toyota, running at DeCoin, Illinois on the dirt. Hey, Trista.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great. Going great, dear. You're kind of getting the jitters now and excited?
Oh, I'm definitely excited, yeah. Not too nervous, though. Kind of ready for it.
Trista, I was telling the guys a while ago before you called in that when I posted that today, just a few minutes ago, I looked on my Facebook page and people, I had at that point, 41 people had come over and snatched that article to share on the page. So you have been actually the most popular driver that's been on this show as far as people coming out and grabbing and trying to share the information, which is a tribute to you there.
That is awesome. That's great numbers too.
It was, and it started a lot of talking about what your plans was coming in the future. But Triska, I've kind of read up a few things on you. You kind of stole your brother's thunder there when you was 5 years old, did you not?
Yeah, I kind of just, you know, followed him. He was 8 years old racing a quarter midget. That's when he started, and I was about four years old at the time, and Dad would only let me run the car at the house around the yard because I wasn't old enough to go to the track yet. But as soon as I was five, I hit the track and had my first race.
Well, your dad was a racer, and your Uncle Steve was a racer. He raced 12 ARCA races?
Yeah, he raced a little bit of ARCA. Right now, I mean, he's racing now as well still, but he races a modified. He's done a little bit of everything, modified, you know, sportsman, ARCA cars. He's an all-around racer. He loves it just like I do.
You're a park ranger?
I am.
For the Corps
Engineers? Yep, for the Corps of Engineers at Table Rock Lake.
That's got to have been an awesome job to have right there.
Oh, it's awesome. I get to talk to so many different people that, you know, come in our visitor center and give some programs to kids and adults as well about, I mean, anything that I can think of, basically. Do a lot of hydropower since we have a hydropower dam there, and some environmental and animal programs as well.
Well, Trisha, when you look at them and you tell them that you're a race car driver, they kind of look at you funny.
Yeah, a little bit. I have a model cars of all the ones that I've drove that I got them made for me, and they're hanging in my office, or they're on my office desk, and people go, what are those for? Or, why do you got those? I'm like, well, they're everything I've raced so far. They're like, what? You race? So that's kind of cool when people, they don't expect me to be a race car driver.
Triska, I'm going to let Mark he covers a lot of the local tracks that you probably raced at. Mark, you're on with Trisha now. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Trisha. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Your park ranger occupation kind of hits home for me because my wife works for the National Park Service at the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore. So how did you end up in the Army Corps and not with the National Park Service?
When I was in college, I was a sophomore, I believe, at Kaskaskia College, and I had to do an internship. And my college actually suggested with the Army Corps of Engineers because I always wanted to be a conservationist. So I kind of did an internship with them one summer, and they liked me, and they called me that next beginning of the summer and said, hey, we've got student positions open if you want to work for us. And then I ended up working for as a student for a couple years, and then I got hired on as a permanent seasonal ranger. So I would work from basically May to October, and I'd work for my dad in the wintertime, but coming to Table Rock was a promotion for me, so I just couldn't pass it up. So I've been with him for about 5 years now.
Good for you. It's an unusual occupation and not the easiest occupation. You see the best of people, but unfortunately you see the worst of people also.
Yeah, you see all kinds. It's definitely
Well, being involved in the tourist end of the business with my family, I understand what you go through. But did you race like Farmer City, Macon, Fairbury at all?
Farmer City, one time, I believe. One time, yeah.
Mostly you raced at Highland, I take it, then.
Highland and Granite City and Brownstown.
Okay. Familiar with those. I've not been to them yet, but that's a little bit farther south than I usually make it. I'm on the northern end of the state, so up towards Chicago.
Okay. I haven't raced at Jacksonville, but I went to school in Jacksonville, Illinois, and watched a lot of races there on Friday night. I don't know if you've been to that one.
I've not been to, but it's on my list to get to. I have a lot on my list. I've been to quite a few, so I just keep adding on to it as the years go by. Your biggest, what do you think your biggest drawback or is going to be the hardest thing for you to deal with this weekend with the bigger, heavier car?
I adapt pretty well to cars. I mean, I usually pick it up pretty quick from, you know, the modified that with 8-inch tires to, you know, like a late model. I've driven it all different size motors, tires. The Bush East car that I drove during the Drive for Diversity, I mean, I adapted pretty well to that, I think.
And that's very similar to a NARCA car, is it not?
I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry, it's very similar to what an ARCA car is the East and West series. Are they not similar?
Yeah. Real similar, yeah. They're really close to the same weight. You know, the size of the car is pretty much the same. Just having that heavy of a car on dirt, just really, you know, easing it into the corner, keeping it low. Maybe, I don't know, I think maybe just going 100 laps, it would be one of my longest races I've ever done. So, but I keep hearing that they're not too much to manhandle, so hopefully that's the case.
Well, I'm sure with the you know, your team will set it up to how you like to feel the car, and hopefully you can adapt to it really well. It's some guys say it's like going from a race car into a tank, so good luck with it. I think you'll do quite well, and I'm looking forward. We'll possibly see you on Sunday.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, driving the Bush East car, it kind of did feel like a tank, not even you put it that way.
Well, good luck, Krista. You have a good, safe race, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on Sunday.
I am looking forward to seeing you as well.
Thank you.
Krista, thanks, Mark. Krista, you was up at Springfield a couple weeks ago and got to actually see what really happens at a race with Venturini Motorsports and got to listen to the scanner and kind of got a feel of it. And your spotter is going to be the driver that actually drove the car at Springfield. Isn't that correct?
No, it'll be Landon Huffman that'll be my spotter. He drove at Berlin, I believe.
Okay, was it Berlin?
Yeah, I think it was Berlin. I talked to Landon a little bit, the spotter, and then the crew chief, Jeff McClure. And I think we're going to get along real well. I kind of told him, you know, how I like things car setup-wise and, you know, talking on the radio what I like and don't like and stuff. So I think we'll get along well and we'll have a good, smooth race.
And you got a little advice from Ken Trader?
I did, yeah. I talked to him a little bit. I've talked to him several times before at Tri-City. I raced against him in the modified and stuff, but you know, I think getting some advice for him the day of DuCoin and, you know, seeing what he's doing different than I am to maybe help me out or whatever, I think it'll be he's a great guy as well.
Well, one of your biggest things there is the Adam Petty Victory Junction Gang Camp. That's a pretty awesome place, isn't it, Tristan?
Oh, it's an amazing place. If you haven't got a chance to go out there, you know, it's so cool to see what Kyle and all of them have done for that, for those kids. I got to go out.
I'd like to go and volunteer for a week. I mean, that's one of the things I'd like to do.
Yep, that is on my to-do list. Definitely.
Well, That's a great thing. You get a blessing at the end when you do something like that, Trish, and that's on my to-do list, my bucket list also. So have you been watching a lot of videos of the track off YouTube?
Yeah, I've been watching as much as I can. I'm confined and stuff, and I've been talking to my uncle who's raced there and my cousin as well who's raced there just kind of to see what they feel like the track is all about and everything, but definitely watching as much as I can and trying to learn as much as I can.
Trisha, I got one more caller here. I got Todd from his claim to fame is Watkins Glen.
Todd, okay. You got a question for Tristan here?
Yeah, Tristan. How does it feel to be able to keep the family legend name going with your history?
It feels good. I mean, I hope, you know, people, hopefully my uncle didn't rough anybody up there that won't like the Stevenson name, which I don't think he did, but definitely feels good to, you know, keep the Stevenson name going at that track and hopefully, you know, have a good finish for us. It's something that most people just can't do, or, you know, it's been me, my dad, my uncle, and my brother, we've all raced, and, you know, I had a passion for it.
Well, I'm looking forward on keeping up and hearing your progress and wishing you the best.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Tristan, is there anything you'd like to add to this? And before you go, I want, you know, you can shout out your sponsors. But, you know, you being in a Venter any motor sports car, you're in good shape. You got great equipment. I was telling the rest of the guys this is going to be my first time at an ARCA dirt track. I've been looking forward to it. I'll be there with Mark also Sunday and looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you, too. And, no, Venerini's been around for a long time. They've got great equipment. The guys are, you know, super nice and friendly. I got to talk to Bill and Billy and Tom on last Saturday at DuPoint, or Springfield. But I think the number 15 car is going to be great. I want to thank all my sponsors, Stevenson VP and Ski or XL Bottling. I think we'll have a great car for them.
Well, you know, when you win the race, you got to kiss Big Bill.
I can do that if that's what they tell me.
Well, that's part of the history of racing with Big Bill.
I must have missed that one whenever I was reading stuff.
Well, Dalton Sargent, you know, when he won the race 3 weeks ago, Big Bill planted a big one on it, and he had forgotten.
I'll keep an eye out for that one.
Well, I hope you get that kiss.
Yeah,
I do too, Trish. I really do. I hope it comes your way. And you know, you're in a Venerini Motorsports. We've got eight different winners this year, Mark.
New first time winners.
Yeah, first time winners.
Winner.
So your odds is really good. And Trisha, according to Mark, if I have you on the show, I'm five out of that, having the winners on the program before the show. So let's just see how that goes.
Got any more shows coming up this week? I mean, great, you know, make my odds a little better.
Well, hey, that 1 hour or hour and a half, we have up to 2 hours, but I tell you, that keeps me kind of busy, and I know it does Mark, to try to get informed on everybody that's coming on and get it lined up. So if I had two shows, I'd have to have coverage. Somebody would have to sponsor me for that one.
I hear you.
Chris, you want to tell everybody where they can reach you on social media? Because I'm telling you, you had a large following that come off of my page to pull off and get more information from you.
My Facebook racing site is Trista Stevenson Racing. So you can follow me on Facebook there, and that's where I'll keep all the updates. And follow me on that one.
Trista, it's a pleasure. You're always welcome back. Mark and I here, and Todd, we're here every Monday night. And if you ever have anything else, another race you want to be part of and come on and talk about it, you're always welcome to come back. And looking forward to seeing you Sunday.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you as well.
Trisha, you know, motorsports is kind of in a lull, and we have had a lot of great younger people that are coming up, and I can tell you, the future looks bright, don't it, Mark, for the people that are coming up?
It does, Rowdy. They have some nice stepping stones that they didn't have maybe just a couple years ago. Between ARCA and the East and West Series, You have a lot of options and a lot of ways to get noticed and seen and heard for and from. So, yeah, good luck. The better you do, the more you get your name out there, the chances are you're going to go somewhere.
Absolutely.
Well, you're going to have a big crowd of hometown folks, the way it sounds. With being 80 miles away from the track, you're going to have a lot of family there and friends. So looking forward to being part of it, Trista.
I know we're going to have a lot of people there, I hope. The way they talk, everybody's coming. So.
The biggest cheering section in the grandstands, I bet.
I bet so. They'll take up some room.
I bet it is.
Trisha, thanks a lot, dear, for being part of Rowdy Mag Light Racing and looking forward for you coming back.
Thank you. Looking forward as well.
All right, dear. Thanks a whole lot and good luck there Sunday.
All right. I'll see you Sunday, too.
All right, everybody. What a weekend we got coming up, man. I tell you, Mark, Todd. Todd, you're the only one that's going to be missing it. We wish you had a chance to come down and be part of it with us.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, the positive to it all is I have you two great people that can keep me informed on everything that goes on and keeps me updated. So by that, yes, I get to miss the action, but with you two, at least I know I can hear the updates and know exactly what's going on.
Well, thank you, Todd. Well, appreciate that. There's probably a reason Rowdy started the show, and that's one of the reasons, is to keep everybody informed and in a well, timely manner.
Well, you know, we started this thing. Actually, this is 31 weeks ago we started this little journey, and I actually covered the first, well, till what, Mark, your first call come in about
April.
End of April, wasn't it? Because we met at Nashville on the 12th or 14th, and it was freezing cold. I couldn't get warm, and now I'm burning up, and I can't get cool.
Oh, I'm looking forward to those days like we had at Nashville. That's my favorite weather, Rowdy.
Well, I'm not a cold weather person, but I can live with it. My next caller or guest going to be calling in here is Christian Cole, and he's a journalist, and he works for the it's called the Motorsports News Source. And he's supposed to be calling in here in just within about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. That'll be fun.
He writes some good, he really does. He has some good articles. And
does he cover any particular
one of the younger journalists? He's a younger. Go ahead, Mark.
Does he cover NASCAR specifically or any other series? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it's pretty much NASCAR and ARCA.
Okay.
You know, he's going to kind of tell us what he's got going on. I asked him, was he going to be at the Coin, and he said he wouldn't be back with the ARCA group until, I believe he said, till testing, which is, what, February?
Daytona.
Or January.
December.
Right?
They always have that December test.
And, you know, that's going to be on us before we know it, Mark.
Oh.
Daytona's going to be here before you know it.
It'll be. It'll be
the
year round.
We talked about it last time.
Yeah, the next thing you know, we'll have the holidays upon us, and it gives us that little break from racing. But then January comes along, we don't have any, we're going nuts.
Well, We're still going to have that Monday night show, so we're still going to be able. Where last year we kind of fell off and didn't carry on the subject or talk about racing. Now this year we're going to carry on every Monday night. We're going to hit the high spots again. I tell you what's going to be a little tough. I know, Mark, you said you was going to leave out Sunday night. headed back home. I'm going to try to get and leave out, which is going to bring me back to the house. I'll probably be home about dinner time Monday. And,
just in time to do the show?
Just in time to do the show. Just in time
well,
to do the show.
I hope you can still wait during the show, Rowdy.
You know, Mark, there's no problem about staying awake on when you get this motor blood going through you. It's pretty much comes natural, don't it?
The adrenaline starts pumping a little bit in your system, and you get all excited, and you're ready, and you're just ready. And hopefully Todd calls in. I want to hear about Holland Speedway next Monday night, Todd. So I take some good notes and remember some good stuff. So you can relay it all to us because I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a notepad with me and be able to take some notes and write down the different classes they have. It's a $2,000 to win. I shared the post on my Facebook of their flyer. Got my picture taken with their face car. They gave me discount tickets for the whole family here, including myself. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, it sounds like a great time, and I'm sure if the weather holds up, you will have a wonderful time. Enjoy. Nothing like going to a track for the first time. Trust me, after all the ones I've been to and those new ones, they're special.
Yeah, and, you know, they do a lot of different events here at this track, so I'm really looking forward to seeing the turnout.
Good. I'm looking forward to hearing about it, Todd. Have a great time.
Oh, you know
yeah.
it, and, of course, you know I'll have pictures.
Look forward to seeing those on Rowdy's Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. I should become a photographer because anymore when I go to a race, besides meeting people and trying to get hero cards, and my thing I enjoy a lot is taking pictures, showing everything that, you know, that I get to see.
Well, that's why you take the pictures, Todd. You want to give your perspective of what you're seeing and how you're enjoying the situation.
And the same as you guys, you know. You guys, you know, enjoy yourselves. So this way here, you know, I can hear a good report on Monday of you guys.
Well, we're going to get some pictures. I'm running behind. I think I had mentioned this before. I'm three races behind, and I'm going to try to catch up. Hopefully with Salem, with the coin, Salem, Kentucky, and Talladega sprinkled in there. That's a pretty good schedule to end the year with.
Yeah, that October show when after Talladega will be a fun one.
I went to Homestead in 2012, and I'm telling you guys, to finish the year, Homestead in November, you see a truck race, a champion crowned. Saturday, you see a Xfinity race and a champion crowned all at the same time. And then Sunday, you see the Cup race and then the champion, which now is the virtually pretty much the winner of the race instead of a guy that won the race five weeks earlier. It's boiled down to that race, and I really like that element into the chase.
I do too, Rowdy. It does add a new, you know, sense and of urgency almost to, you know, not just winning the title, but you have to win the race to win the title.
Well, we finished ours at Kansas, and I believe that's October the 14th weekend with NASCAR there also, and that'll finish us up till Speed Week, which is actually, I believe, back again on February the 13th. I think that's how it falls.
It is a week earlier this year. Daytona decided to go. They were running a little later each month, and they've decided to go back more to the the mid part of the month. So I think you're right, Rowdy.
Well, it was, if you've never been to the Speed Weeks, the first week to me is the best. The crowd is not that big. You still get to see the Cup guys. They get to practice. They've got the Unlimited on Saturday night after the ARCA race. Motel rooms are affordable. The traffic's not as bad. And you really get to soak in more of what Daytona has to offer.
Well, I hope to experience that someday, Rowdy. And it's been quite a few years since I've been down to Speed Weeks. I'd always want to return. But as Ann keeps reminding me, as we have such a great Daytona 500 party now, how can we disappoint all our friends and guests?
Well, Mark, you go like I do. You do it the week before. You go to the first week of Speed Weeks, and you're home Monday afternoon. And, you know, that was something that was really hard for me to transition over because I'd been at the 500, I think, at that point, 14 years. And now the guys are kind of pushing in there and coming in there the week early, like this week or the week early for Speed Week, and they did that this year. And that really was nice for them to come and hang out the week.
Yeah, I'd like to experience it. It's kind of the problem with me is it's the build-up for everything else that's going on. And, you know, once you're there, you don't want to leave.
It's tough pulling off knowing you got three big races coming up.
Yeah, it would be, especially for me. I guess if we had to, I could do it. But, boy, that would be tough, Rowdy. I don't know how you've done it.
Well, listen, guys, I got Tristan on the line here. We're going to bring him in, and we'll see what he's got going on.
All righty.
Hey, Christian, good to have you here. Christian's a journalist for the Motorsports News Source. Welcome to Rowdy Mag Light Racing, Christian.
It's good to be on here tonight.
Well, Christian, I've seen the articles. Mark had asked kind of a few questions about what you actually covered. And I know you started with ARCA, but kind of tell us what you've got going on with the News Source, Motor News Source.
Basically, what I cover is I cover all three of the major series of NASCAR. I cover the ARCA Racing Series occasionally. I cover the NASCAR Penske Series in Canada. I also cover IndyCar, and I will start covering Monster Energy Supercross coming up in January.
Wow. That's a full slate.
Yes, it is.
And a diverse slate.
Christian, you call Chattanooga, Tennessee home?
Yes, I do.
That puts you in some traveling, don't it?
Yes. I mean, the best thing about where I live is I'm right in the middle of basically all the southern tracks. So it doesn't make it that challenging to go to Bristol like I did last or 2 weeks ago, and it doesn't make it that hard to go to Darlington this weekend. And I mean, it's not like I have to travel 12 hours to get to a track. I can go to Talladega in less than 3. I can go to Atlanta in 2. I mean, it's right in the middle of everything. So I enjoy where I live, but possibly going to relocate next season. So
you're headed to Darlington this weekend to cover the Darlington, the Lady
yep,
in Black.
Thankfully to the track, they're giving me media center access and the whole shebang. And so we're really, really looking forward to going to Darlington for the first time.
Guys, I did a job in Bennettsville, South Carolina, which is 23 miles away from Florence, South Carolina, where Darlington's at. And I was doing construction, and the guy that we actually rented the yard to park our equipment was Harold Brazierton, Jr., whose daddy built Darlington Motor Speedway. And it was I actually got to go to 2 races with Harold, and it was an honor and a pleasure to be. You know, we met this guy, and he starts telling us all what he had done, and you're like, right. But after the next day, we got out in town, and we told him where we were kind of held up at. We had our campers and all our equipment right there in the yard where they actually where they parked their trucks. And how that all started was Bennettsville is sand and gravel. Like a lot of places in my area, it's coal where they mine coal. There they mine sand and gravel, and they built a lot of Myrtle Beach. It's 72 miles from Bennettsville to Myrtle Beach, and that's how Harold kind of got senior got that track because they had the trucks and the equipment to build it. And I actually got to meet the grandsons of the old man that had the minipond that Harold built the track around. So it was absolutely an honor to be part of Mr. Harold's life, and he's done moved on here. He passed away about 5 years ago. Hey, Todd, have you got a question for?
Yeah. You're going to be at Darlington this weekend?
Yes, I will.
No, I got a question. A funny one.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand you cover Indy. Now, you're going to be at Darlington covering Darlington. How are you going to do Darlington and Watkins Glen?
In most cases, like I did with when I was in Iowa in July, the Cup Series, of course, was in Pocono. So I had the NBC Sports app on my phone, so I watched that race while covering the same race the same day.
Okay.
So that's basically what I'm planning on doing this weekend.
Okay.
Good technology. Probably what it does for us.
Well, just so you gentlemen know, this weekend is the first weekend for IndyCar coming back to Watkins Glen. So, of course, I had to pull that question on him.
Question, Todd.
It's great to have technology that we have today. It's made it a lot easier.
Yes, it has.
It's made it a lot easier. So,
I'm sorry. I had to pull it.
Christian, don't you think that the old paint schemes that they're bringing back has really added a whole lot to Darlington? It seems to have made the buzz and made everybody want to go back and be part of Darlington again.
It makes it a lot more of it makes it more special, I would say. I'm looking forward to seeing the paint schemes myself, which today I did the entry list and I did it with each driver's paint schemes. And I'm looking at some of these paint schemes like I wasn't even born when these paint schemes were actually ran. So it's pretty weird to look at. But, I mean, there's a couple that were actually ran, like Jamie McMurray will be running Bill Elliott's paint scheme, and that was ran the year I was born. So it's pretty cool.
I remember Bill Elliott's paint scheme and seeing it. So I guess that makes me a little bit older.
It makes me feel younger.
Well,
good. That's what I like to hear. Good for you, Christian.
Exactly. Christian, have you been to Darlington before?
Never have been.
Ooh,
well,
I'm jealous and envious.
This will be my
first time.
I've done a couple of tracks this year for the first time. I did Iowa Speedway and Charlotte for the first time this year, and I have Phoenix currently on the slate also, so I'm kind of looking forward to doing some more races I've never been to. So.
Well, it's kind of like Todd going to new track this weekend. There's nothing like going to a new facility, is it?
No, it's very cool. I enjoyed going to Iowa for the first time. I had toured Iowa before because my dad was originally from Iowa, but, I mean, Iowa Speedway was the first track that gave me media center access, and it's a big deal to me because not many of the tracks even give me access to the track. So
correct.
To get the opportunity all the way in Iowa, it was a really cool experience. And then most recently I did Bristol with Bryce Napier, who y'all had on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So
he has a bright future.
He does have a bright future.
And that's the best thing about us here now, Christian. We've had a lot of great young talent that someday are going to be moving up to Saturdays and then moving on to Sunday. And I'm just pleased that we're part of bringing them up and letting them come on to our show, and archives will prove it. You know, we can always go back to the archives and listen to it, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, like the kids that are working in the mechanics, I've got now, I think, 3 guys that work on Sunday on cars in the Cup and probably a dozen that's working in Xfinity. And after this year, this class is coming up that we're going to have even more. And it just adds to the race when you're able to go over and talk to the guys. And you know, you find out things that nobody else knows about, and that helps a lot.
Yes, yes.
Yuna has a great program. I mean, I pull out it every time that it's one of the best programs that I've seen, that the kids actually get hands-on. And, you know, I don't know if you're lucky or not if you get picked, but Wayne, I think you're lucky because he actually throws you straight into the firing line. He's not going to have you chasing pizzas and sweeping floors. You're going to be putting the valance on, or you're going to be putting fuel in. You know, it's more than just pizza chasers. Christian, what other tracks you plan on going to this year?
Currently, as far as this year is concerned, Phoenix will possibly be my last race of the year unless Homestead comes through. I may do Talladega in October. I'm planning on Talladega in October. I may go to that as a fan and not as a media member. But yeah, that's really all I've got planned this year, and we're already starting to work on Daytona for next year. So. Just because it's not next year yet doesn't mean we're not working on next year yet.
Oh, let me tell you, people don't realize that everybody involved in ARCA is already. If you're not thinking about Daytona now, you're behind. You're a month behind. Isn't that right, Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, any racing series, everybody's already concerned about next year. Maybe not so much the teams that are in their chases per se, but. Yeah, everybody else is concentrating on 2017 already.
Christian, what do you think about the? Yeah, exactly. What do you think about? How do you think the Elmore Motor has affected ARCA this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's helped make things more affordable. I know that. But the problem was that the fact that Elmore came in and things became more affordable with engines, but then General Tire came in and things became more expensive for tires. So really you changed things out that this thing's more expensive now than it was before. So, I mean, I like the Elmore. It's a good idea. It's something I'd really like to see move up into the more series than NASCAR. So, I mean, it's a good thing, and I think within the next few years we should be able to see it in NASCAR. And I know I'm hearing rumors of the Crate engines possibly making a debut next year in the truck series. So it could be
a good
thing.
Well, according to Steve, one of the techs with 5-star, that the trucks is going to be going to composite body by 2018. That's the way he was talking at the last race that I was at.
It's the same thing with ARCA. They'll be moving to the composite bodies by 2018 also.
Well, you know, that composite, I was kind of wanting for that, but after it kind of put in place and you've seen the actual racing, like at Nashville, I mean, the car is giving. You can actually bump and rub and not bend your fenders in and cut your tires to take you out.
And I think
they thought it was going to bust up into splinters, but it didn't do that.
And if you do crash, all you've got to do is remove that one piece that broke. So it's
That's
really
right.
turning into
Unless
a very...
You break
it's just so much more cost effective. You said, you only have to replace one piece. You're not machining another steel piece out of sheet metal. You know, time is money, and the composite bodies are going to make their way up, I think.
Well, I think the worst crash that we had this year with a composite body was Will Kennel, and it pretty much just roasted the whole back rear. It did. You know, there's a point there that no matter what it's made out of, it's there's a little bit more than just putting a rear.
There's a breaking
quarter
point
panel
for
on.
Everything.
That's right. Hey, I'm going to bring Christian, I'm going to bring Nick in here. Nick's going to be at Darlington also this week. Hey, Nick, you're on live with Christian Cole with the Motorsports News Source. Well, I just dropped him. He just dropped.
He'll be back.
Well, Nick, yeah, he'll call back. Nick's, they're leaving out Friday, I think he said Friday afternoon. They'll be there Saturday. He's bought a camper. He's going to be a first-time puller from Inverness, Florida, so he's got a track to head up to Darlington.
Yeah, we're leaving Thursday night after I get off from my regular job and heading down. Because it's a six-hour drive from here to there, so we're going to drive through the night and get there Friday morning.
All right, let's try Nick again. Hey, Nick, you there now?
Hey. How's it going, man?
All right, man. Doing great. You're on with Christian Cole, the new motorsports news source.
How's it going, man?
It's going great. How are you?
Doing all right. I'm a little late getting to the party, but yeah, I only just got home off of work.
So I done asked Nick if he have everything lined up to head towards Darlington. Nick, where are y'all staying at? What campground y'all at? Nick, what campground are y'all at? Well, it's cell phone service. I would say we dropped him again. Christian, anything you'd like to tell us that's going on? We can look forward to it. What about Kyle Larson winning the race yesterday?
I was happy to see Kyle Larson finally get that win. People can stop saying that when will he get that win? When will he get that win? And, I mean, the worst thing that Kyle Larson did was after the race with his celebration was the fact that he, number one, did his celebration without the steering wheel, and a couple years ago he did that in the Xfinity Series race, and NASCAR requested he not do that again. Then he jumped on top of the roof during the victory celebration, and that's frowned upon. So I think NASCAR will have a lot of fun with this one Wednesday when the fines and stuff come out.
He kind of destroyed the back of the car too with the tires blowing
out.
That was
strike three for Kyle Larson. So
I'm kind of feeling like they're going to give him a hard talking to because
they basically roll out the rules at the beginning of the race. And if you don't follow the rules, you get the repercussions. Yes, it was his first win. That's what a lot of people have told me. Oh, it's his first win. They should let it go. Well, when are we going to let it not go?
Right.
So I think NASCAR, I'm not saying NASCAR will make an example out of Kyle Larson, but they might. So, I mean, I'm happy for Kyle Larson getting his first victory. I'm happy for all three drivers getting their first wins this weekend, with Brett Moffitt getting it in the Truck Series and Michael McDowell finally getting his first victory in the Xfinity Series.
And, Mark, you was there, wasn't you?
Yes, I was. Road America is a fun, fun track. Have you been there, Christian?
No, I've not been there.
I'm sure you'll get your chance. You'll enjoy it. It's like being in a giant park with a racetrack in the middle of it. It doesn't get much better than that.
I just know I watched that race very closely because McDowell is a very close friend of mine. And I've been, and even before I was a rider, I was a very good, big fan of his. So, and me and him are pretty good friends. So to finally see him get a victory, it made me emotional. Because seeing a friend that you've gained finally win a race after having so many problems in the past, it was very cool to see.
Oh no, he put on a heck of a racing show on Saturday there, and we really enjoyed it immensely, my buddy and I. We go every year. It's getting to be a ritual. How often do you get to go see those big cars on a road course? It's almost like they don't belong, and that's what makes it so interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, we're going to try it one more. Yes.
Hearing that he's a real good friend of yours, I had put up pictures of him at the Chevy stage at Watkins Glen this year, and I was very fortunate to finally meet him in person and get him to sign my book from the Glen.
Yeah, he's a very friendly guy. Like, he's a very good friend of mine. And so, I mean, like I said, I was very happy to finally see him get a victory. He did very well at the Glen. He's a very good road course racer, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing what's going to happen, to see if he's going to get a chance in the chance more in the Xfinity Series.
Well, Christian, would you like to tell everybody where they can follow you and how to find your articles on NASCAR?
Let's see. You can go here. Let me grab one of my business cards real quick. You can find my blog at www.themotorsportsnewssource.blogspot.com. You can follow me on LinkedIn at Christian Coley. My Twitter handle is at Coley Christian. And the Motorsports News Source has a Facebook page. And if you have any questions or concerns, email me at christiank9540@gmail.com, and I will try to get back to you as soon as possible.
Well, Christian, I appreciate you coming on, and you know how to get a hold of me if we can ever help you. We're here every Monday night, my friend, so looking forward seeing what you got going on from Darlington. You need to experience that.
We have a lot of special things planned this week for throwback stuff this week. So be sure to tune in.
You need to witness Darlington in turn two.
Uh-huh.
Because that's where you feel like the car is fixing to slide right into your seat. It's an awesome place to watch the race.
I'll see if I can make it out there for practice or something.
Christian, thanks a lot, and we're going to be paying attention to it.
Thank you.
Always welcome to come back, Christian. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too, friend. Thanks. All right. I don't know what happened to Justin Haley tonight. It's been a great show regardless.
We've gone a little overtime than normal, but it's been a really good show, Rowdy.
Well, we're like 13 minutes into the next hour, which is not too bad. I mean, it's not too bad. We can all live with that. Mark, anything you want to say before we leave here?
The races Saturday, besides the Road America Xfinity race, we went up to Jefferson Speedway in Wisconsin, and we saw some of the best short track regular shows that I've seen in years. The heat races, the last chance races, and the features were all bumper to bumper, side by side, exciting, exciting racing. So we had a good time, and I'm looking forward to Sunday and seeing you, Rowdy. And we're going to have a heck of a show next Monday night.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. That's why I said there's not going to be no weepy, sleepy eyes on this end.
No, not until after the show's over.
That's right. Now, it probably won't be long fallout time after the show's over. How about you, Mayor Mark? Todd? What you got on your closing there for tonight?
I just want to thank the both of you, and it's the most awesome show, and I'm glad to be able to call into it and be able to listen to all the stories and all the great people. And thank you, Rowdy.
Well, you know, Todd, when this all started, I never, if you'd have tried to tell me we would have had the guests that we have had in the past, I would ask you, what are you doing? But we have really been blessed to have some great, great people of ARCA on our show that are going to be great racers in the Cup Series one day soon.
We can only hope so, Rowdy. It's nice to see all this great young talent, and it's getting to the point where NASCAR and all their divisions is going to need some great young talent. So the future is looking bright.
Well, you know, I told you I was in Lincoln this weekend, and I met several people. You know how I am. I met several people, but one of them, we got started talking about racing, and his biggest deal was all the young talent that's coming out, they're not showcased anywhere where people actually know who they are, where they come from, and how they got there. And a lot of that is true with drivers in the Cup Series right now. But, you know,
Part of that, Rowdy, is they're coming up so quickly, they don't have that big of a history in the first place.
Two, you know, when we lost Trackside and Race Day and the speed program, that took an element out of a lot of people being able to meet people at the track, the drivers. You know, there's a lot of people that don't get to go in the infield and get in the pits and get to meet these drivers. And when they would hustle the drivers out to the stage, you got a glimpse or a smile or a handshake or a signature as they was going to the speed stage. And that's something that we miss. I mean, that was a big crowd pleaser. And
Martinsville, Rowdy, and we went Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to the speed stage. We had so much fun. We made it a point to go there after Friday. We had so much fun. And it's a shame it's gone, and I think you're right. That was a nice personal touch that no longer is there.
Well, you got all these people at the track. For us, man, Friday night was the thing. You had an hour on track side. And then Sunday morning you had 2 hours of coverage, and, you know, there was
It was an interesting pre-race show. You enjoyed watching it.
And now they do it in Charlotte.
Like I said, they took that little bit of personal touch away, Rowdy.
And that was a bit that I hear more complaints of anything. You know, why did they take our shows away from out at the track? You know, hopefully it's coming back someday. I think people kind of took it for granted that it was going to be there race after race, and the crowd kind of thinned out a little bit, but it still was great. I mean, Sunday's crowd was absolutely huge. And at one time on Friday nights, you had to be there an hour and a half early just to be able to get up front and be part of it. And I miss it. I mean, everybody that goes to the track has missed it.
Oh, I agree. Anybody who was involved with it in the past, Rowdy, it's just not there anymore. And being able to personally say I did it myself and how much I enjoyed it, my wife enjoyed it, it makes it harder to you know, realize it isn't there. And losing speed was a big loss. I wish somehow, some way it did come back, because we need a station like that for people like us.
You're right, Mark. You're exactly right. Well, Mark, I appreciate it, sir, and looking forward to Sunday.
You have it, and I'll talk with you before that, I'm sure, and we'll firm up all our plans for next week, and looking forward to it, Rowdy. And my best to Diana, and I hope she's feeling better.
Everything's going just like we planned. That's why I'm getting to go to DeCoin this weekend. Everything's moving just like it's supposed to.
Well, that's the best
news, Mark.
I could have heard. You're welcome.
That's right.
Todd?
All right, Todd, I'll talk with you next week. Rowdy, I'll talk with you next week. It's always been fun and a pleasure, and we'll see you guys shortly.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye, Rowdy. Bye, Todd.
See you, Mark. Bye-bye. What's your closer there, Todd?
My closure is, I hope it's another wonderful race weekend.
Me too, Todd, and hopefully me and you, we're going to meet up at a racetrack here soon. You know, you're always welcome to Talladega, my friend. It don't cost a dime to camp. You just got to get there.
Yep, yep. That's one of the things I'm really wanting to do next year. If I don't do any other races, that's the one I really would like to go to.
Well, you know, Talladega has free camping for folks that like to camp on the outside the track. They've got two locations. There's plenty of camping. All you have to have is a Sunday ticket, which, you know, everybody's going's got to, usually has a Sunday ticket. And after that, it's a picky spot, and get ready to meet a whole group of new friends.
Yep, first. And I hear they have a great Hall of Fame there besides, so.
Well, it is. You know, like I told you, we didn't really have time to go to the Hall of Fame. But I'm looking forward to taking my grandkids there and being letting them be part of. And, Todd, I appreciate you calling in, my friend.
Well, no problem. We'll talk to you on Monday, buddy.
All right, Todd, thanks. Looking forward to Monday. All right, folks, I'm going to bring old Patchy's grandpa again here. He's going to give us an update on the weather for the weekend down in Panama City. How are we doing tonight, Patchy?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Roddy. Things couldn't be worse. They're saying that the hurricane is just a tropical storm, and it's going to hit the Big Bend area. That's south of Tallahassee. Of course, it really needs to hit Tallahassee and FSU. That would be a good idea, I'll tell you right now. I saw a guy the other day. He was up at the little grocery store up the street. He had on an Auburn shirt. And I said, you know what? I said, that's a good-looking shirt you got there. I said, but a little tide will get that stain out for you. So, you know, it'd be, I thought that was a astute observation. A little tide will get that rid of that for you.
Well,
I got a question.
Heck yeah. Go
ahead. I got a question for Mark.
Well, Mark's done left, Patchy.
Well, he's still listening, I'm sure.
All right.
I just wanted to ask him, hey, if he knew what a hair-lipped dog says. You know what a hair-lipped dog is?
No, I don't.
Hair-lipped dog says, Mark, 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 Mark. That's a true story. The weather down here looks like by the weekend it could really suck. But this storm doesn't look too dangerous right now. But we got two more out there we're looking to see. Now, Patchy's got a house right here on the beach. And I said, well, if a hurricane doesn't get it, there will be a fire of mysterious origin. So, anyway, the weather this weekend is a little spotty. Friday afternoon, we ought to know exactly what's going to happen. So, if you want to come down, we got the jam session that's going on. We got 3 days of the Gulf Coast Jam. Tickets are $20 per person per night. So if you feel like it, please come on down. And remember, keep Florida green. Bring cash.
That keeps it green, Patchy.
Yes,
thanks a lot, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me. My time's up, and I thank you for yours.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The chase for the NASCAR Spring Cup returns October 21st through 23rd. Call 1-877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
It's a Saturday-Sunday holiday weekend of auto racing from Track Enterprises and the DeCoin State Fair. Saturday night, September 3rd, the Magic Mile hosts the exciting USAC Silver Crown Cars and the Ted Horn 100, presented by Casey's General Stores. The grandstands and ticket office open at 4. Practice begins at 5, and racing begins at 7, with modified heat followed by the Silver Crown feature. Then on Sunday night, the ARCA Racing Series at its finest, with grandstands opening at 1, practice at 2:30, modified feature at 6:30, and the ARCA General Tire Grabber 100, presented by Federated Car Care at ATM. It's a Saturday-Sunday weekend of great racing at the DeCoin State Fairground. For advanced tickets, visit the DeCoin State Fair ticket office or call 618-542-1535. And for more info, check out trackenterprises.com. The quick and nimble cars of USAC on Saturday night. The stars and cars of ARCA, featuring Ken Schrader, AJ Fike, and many more on Sunday night. DeCoin State Fair Racing. Be there!
All right, everybody, that's the end of the night's episode. Should be a great show next Monday night. We got a lot of great things going on and some surprises for Monday night. Tune in. Mark and I will be covering the DeCoin Dirt Race and looking forward to both of us having a DeCoin Illinois corn dog. Until next Monday night, I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here.